Hello, everybody.
So, this is my discussion on The Descent. Now, if you're new, last month I wanted to do a kind of a book club thing. And I will admit, I fucked up. Because I put The Descent on the list of books we could read. And you fucked up. And you chose it. So we read The Descent last month. And I did a check-in where I did, I think, the first 7 chapters. I went over them in depth. And then, technically, I recorded another audio. And I got, over an hour into the audio of me going over chapters 8 through 20. But my power went out and I lost everything. And I kept putting it off and putting it off because I was like, I don't want to redo it. Because, so I kept putting it off because I just didn't want to go over it again. Because I was trying not to rant the entire time. I was trying to go over through every chapter, because I was trying to read every chapter to everyone. Or not read, but, like, go over every chapter, things that happened, yada, 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 yada. But I just kept pushing it off, because I really didn't want to go over it again, especially after the power failure. So, I'm not going to do that. I will upload some of the pictures. I took notes for chapters 8 through 20, I think. I think 8 through 20 I have chapters on. But I don't have any for the rest of the chapters, for the rest of the book, because I was sick when I was reading them. Sorry, I'm trying to find chapter 8, chapter 9. What is going on here? Chapter 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Okay. Chapter 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Okay, there we go. Sorry. I have all my paper. But I will upload those just so you guys can see them if you were interested. But if you didn't read the book, I'm sorry. I won't really go into too much in depth. So I do suggest looking at like a summary. But basically, I'm just going to rant now. So a brief summary that I will go over of the book, just kind of to, it's been about 3 weeks since I've finished it, so I will go off of my memory of what it was. Now, keep in mind, my memory is tainted, so I will give you a summation of what the book is. So the book is about the world, kind of, it's kind of like a post-apocalyptic kind of book. Where they, I don't know if apocalypse is the right word, but like, so they found out that it goes over different time periods where they're finding that there are things under the earth. There is kind of like an underworld. Some people call them demons. Some people call them, like, you know, some people call it religious stuff. Some people call it hell. Some just think of it as a new world to conquer. But we get introduced with the book, and the first chapter, I will stand by this, the first chapter is the best chapter in the entire book. First chapter is the best chapter in the entire book. I was so drawn in with that first chapter. I was so into it. I loved the character Ike. I loved what was going on. I was so invested and interested in the story, and the book went downhill from there. So you meet up with the character Ike. It doesn't really have, the way the book is written, technically Ike would be the main character, I would say, but like you aren't always in his perspective. It jumps around. You don't really get back to Ike for like half the book, it feels like. And so it's a little odd, but so basically it goes through all these different perspectives of people, you know, finding interacting with the underworld, interacting with things that happen down there. And the Hadals are the creatures down there. And so it goes into like how the government deals with it. They tell everybody the, you know, Hadals are dead. The Hadals aren't dead. The Hadal kill like hundreds of thousands of soldiers that go down there. Like, then they think the Hadals are all gone again. It's just it's a whole thing. So the whole entire book is just chronicling that. And about halfway through the book, there's a group of people that go down to explore, to do a walk of about like 6,000 miles underground, like at one of the lowest depths people have ever been. It's not been explored before. And they're contracted. It's a bunch of scientists, a bunch of like soldiers for hire kind of things to protect them. There's a girl who is a nun and she's like the main character for part of it. But she also does like linguistic kind of stuff and researches ancient language and all this stuff. And so there's all of this and they get contracted to go down there and explore and make sure that the path is viable so that other people can come after them. But what we find out is that actually part of what it is that the person who is leading the pack is planting these canisters of gas to kill all the Hadals. And that once they get out, they're going to set those canisters to go off. The gas is like super, super poisonous. It'll kill all the Hadals. And so then it'll be empty down there and it'll be able to be used for like building a society underground, but no more Hadals. So they don't have to worry about the Hadals. So they're going to do like this mass genocide of the Hadals. And kind of throughout the whole book, you're dealing with like, are the Hadals the bad ones? Are we the bad ones? What's going on? So the end of the book, so we're following this group of people and you know, as they're going through, Hadals start attacking them. We find out about the gas and like the Hadals take them down, two of them down. Oh, I don't even want to explain this. I don't even want to explain it any more than that. Read the summary. Book bad. That's my summary. So, I'm just going to vent now. I swear in other times of me, if we do more book readings, I will be better about like actually going through it. But this book pissed me off so much. I'm just going to start going off in things I didn't like. One, the writing. This book was written in a style that I don't agree with. I don't think it was a good fit for this book. It was written in a very wordy, very like how many $2 words can you fit in a sentence kind of way. I'm pretty good at English, right? I was an English major in college. Like, I understand words. And I had to look up words. Because even contextually, like, even if I don't know a word, I'm very good at, like, contextually, I can figure it out. I had to look up words, like, 50 times in this book, I swear to God. Just to be like, what? And then it was a word that could have been so much easier said. He didn't need to use these fucking $50 words that he was tossing out there. And I'm like, why? What was the point in that? What benefit did it give? This book was meant to be like kind of like a thriller, like tense book. It was supposed to be tense the entire book. You were supposed to be freaked out and like, what is going on? He kept switching perspectives. He kept switching what was happening. You were supposed to be tense the entire book. But I was confused half of the book because I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about and it took away from the tension. And so big, huge, I hated the writing. It can work for some things, but it did not work for me for this book. Two, the fucking society. So there's a society of like people who are researching, like, back into the Hadals because they're trying to figure out, they're trying to find the devil, is what they keep calling him. And he's, like, the leader of the Hadals. And they're convinced he exists and that, you know, he's existed for forever, whether it's a title that gets passed down or it's an immortal person. And so we keep going back to them, you know, every few chapters and seeing what they're doing in the research. And it is incredibly boring. It is incredibly boring. It is so unbelievably boring. It's like Dan Brown's, like, Angels and Demons, or, like, you know, it's like they're trying to be Robert Langdon in one of those things, but they're not Tom Hanks and they're not interesting and they're so boring. And every time I was in those chapters, my eyes just started skimming because I was like, I don't care. I don't care what you guys are doing. The whole devil thing was so incredibly boring. The devil thing was so boring. It didn't add to the tension. And the only thing the whole plot of the devil did, the whole devil plot, the only thing it was to be like, oh, actually, one of these guys in the society is the devil. And he's hiding in the society. And then he wants to go back to the Hadals to, like, protect them. And so he kills everybody in the society so that they can't expose, you know, they're the ones who've, you know, looked him up. So he kills everyone in the society so that they can't expose him anymore. You know, so they can't do that. And then, oops, I just dropped a bunch of things. And then he goes down. And then at the very end of the book, we're supposed to be surprised by who the devil is, you know, which one of them is, you know, because they try to do, like, the suspension thing where we're like, who is it? Which one of the members is killing them all? Because we see all of their deaths, but we don't see, like, we aren't introduced to who it is that's doing the killing. And then it ends with it, you know, being this character. And it was just like, okay. Like, so the entire plot of this thing was just to be like, oh, here's a twist. But the twist wasn't interesting. The twist wasn't, like, something that you cared about. The twist wasn't something I wanted to, like, it was a twist to be a twist. It wasn't a twist to do anything good. I hated it. I hated the society. I hated the whole twist of the book. The whole ending of the book was so stupid. It was so stupid. And this book was, like, the weirdest paced book in the entire world. It went from, like, the beginning, where literally the first three chapters, every chapter is a different perspective, is a different, like, person, is a different period in time, is a different place, and it's just these three different groups interacting with the Hadals in, like, their own way, you know, interacting with that. And then, like, so that's what we get to deal with. And then, so it's like this weird fast-paced, but weird, but like what? It's very, like, whiplash in the first three chapters. And then maybe more than three, I don't remember. And then we go back to, like, some of the characters we've introduced, but still very whiplash and it's kind of weird. And then we get then, like, maybe a third of the way through, you know, chapter, it goes in books. There's, like, three books of the series, or three books in the book, three parts kind of. And so, like, that's kind of, like, the first part is all, like, whiplash because you're, like, bouncing from thing to thing. You're going year to year, decade to decade. They're telling you what all these things that are happening. Basically just an expository dump of, like, here's all the things around the world that's happening. So the first part is hard to get through because you're, like, just thrown around. And the entire time I'm just thinking, I want to go back to Ike. I want to go back to Ike. I want to go back to Ike. I want to figure out what's happening with Ike. Like, in the first chapter, what's happening? Because it left off on a really interesting part, like, really scary, really interesting, really cool, and we don't figure anything out about Ike. And so, like, that's the entire thing I can think about for the first entire chapter, or the first entire part, is just worry about Ike. And then in the second part, I could be wrong exactly with the parts, but I think this is how it is, you know. But then in the second part, we get Ike back, and he's different, you know, because things have changed. He's been with the Hadals for years as their prisoner, and, you know, yada, yada, yada. And we get him, and then the story changes because now it's like this exploration story because they're all under, you know, it's the daily lives of these people underneath the ground, you know, exploring. And then book three is like just a few chapters long. And that's like, okay, the exploring, like the Hadals, it's like the capturing and stuff like that. And it's just bad. Every part is different, but like weird. It just doesn't flow right. Like the beginning is like kind of fast, but kind of slow, but kind of disjointed and kind of weird. Then the middle is like very slow, but like in a good, I think the middle part, I think part two is probably the best part in the book because it was the most cohesive because you weren't jumping from time to time to time to time to time to time. You were jumping in and out of, you know, the party that's exploring, the exploratory party, and like the society who's researching. So you are jumping from like two groups of perspectives, but like it's okay. Like that part, that was okay. If the whole book was kind of done like that, I think it would have been better. But the way that it shifted from jumpity, 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 put all these puzzle pieces together yourself because we're just jumping. So then the middle of the book where it's like, okay, here's this like path that you're taking. And then the end of the book where it's just like, okay, path's over. Now devil's found. Now they're captured. Now, oh shit, Thomas is the devil. Oh shit, everyone's dead. Oh shit, fucking... Oh my god, like fucking Branch went down there, like, and then like a character goes down to rescue Ike. Branch goes down to rescue Ike because people, like the government's trying to pin something on Ike that isn't him, and so he goes down there to tell him, and we get one chapter of Branch being like lost in, like, you know, he like goes underground to go find Ike, and then we get one chapter in like the middle of the book, like pretty much dead center in the middle of the book, I think, of Branch being like lost underground and trying to find Ike, and like he's injured and he's running and like, you know, all this stuff. And then we do not see Ike again for the rest of the story, or not Ike, I'm sorry, we don't see Branch again for the rest of the story, and then until the very last chapter, after all of the stuff at the end of the book has gone down, Ike's killed people, like they've gotten out, they've escaped, and then it's like, after that, it's like, oh, Branch is back. Branch found the Hadals. Branch found where Ike had already been and destroyed everyone. Oh, there's Thomas, who Ike had, like, killed, who's, like, the devil. But, like, he, like, ripped off his body. But Hadals can jump consciousness. So you just see Branch walking up to Thomas, who's, like, you know, destroyed. And then Thomas's eyes open. The devil's eyes open. And you know that Thomas transferred his consciousness into Branch's body. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, that's so stupid. Are you trying to make me excited for book two? I'm not. That was stupid. Oh my god, I'm so angry. But I haven't even gotten to the parts that make me the most angry. So these are just stupid things I think with the book. I'm gonna talk about things I hate about the fucking author. I, like, because it has to be a fault of the author. It has to be. Because what the fuck is wrong with this author? What the fuck is wrong with this author? I kept thinking the entire time I read this book, I kept thinking, oh, I'm slogging through this book. This book is not a pleasant read, but that's okay. Like, that's how I usually feel about books written in like the 70s and 80s. Like, I just don't vibe with them usually. Like, usually they're not written like in the style that I like. Like, usually, you know, they've just got like, they mention a lot of offensive stuff, which happened in this book. I'll get to that. But, like, usually they mention a lot of offensive stuff, but, like, it was kind of the time period. Like, I don't, you know, forgive it, but, like, whatever, it happens. Like, I'm just, you gotta get used to it. That's how books are gonna be. And then I remember that the book was written in fucking 1999. This was basically a 2000s book, and it had no motherfucking right to have as much offensive shit as it did in it. It had so goddamn much offensive shit that did not need to be in there. So much that it was pointless, that it just kept disgusting me, but not in a way that was good to the plot. Stephen King writes some disgusting shit, and I don't like reading it, but it's good to the plot. Except for the whole It thing. I've talked about that extensively. I still don't approve of that. And this book had something like the It thing, which I will get into because I have things to say. But, like, I kept reading things. And I'm not going to go over them in detail because I don't even feel comfortable talking about them. But it kept having, like, really racist stereotype things in there.
it kept saying like things like just the implications that the book was making, and it wasn't like a character making them. It was in the exposition, so it wasn't like a character saying like, okay, one of the ones I will use is one of the girls, Allie. I think her name is Allie, right? Allie. Yeah, Allie, the main character girl. Allie goes down like to start the exploration. She's part of the exploration. She goes down and she goes down to like the big underworld city, like the big hub. And the first thing she sees when she gets off the little elevator thing, the first thing she sees is a Chinese woman selling puppies to eat. And it's like, it's not her being like, oh my God, that Chinese woman is selling puppies. Like, it's not her saying that so you can be like, oh, this is a flawed character, right? It's not the author making a point about the character being flawed and that's their thought process. It's the author using that as exposition. And like, like the author is like, you know, next to the book, you know, next to this was this. So it's like the author is saying, next to the stone, there was a river. Next, you know, when she goes down there, there's a Chinese woman selling puppy to eat. Like, what the fuck? Like, it's such an offensive stereotype. There's no point to it. It doesn't do anything. He's just giving a visual of a stereotype we already fucking know because he's trying to make a point about something. But with a stereotype that's so hurtful. Ah! And then there's a lot of comments about features, you know, black features being on hateable bodies and stuff like that. And like, it's meant to be like, it's just said again, it's not said from like, it's not said from a point of view of a character saying it. So it's not a character being like, I recognize these features from XYZ. It's, And these Hadals are hated, are like despised, and they're just pointing out features of, it's so weird. There was so much underlying racism in this fucking book. There's so much underlying racism in the way things were described. They weren't described with reason, and they were so icky, and I didn't like it. I didn't like that. I was very uncomfortable. There were multiple times where I was just like, why? What is the point of this? What is this serving? There's no way of serving it except for like just making the entire like vibe of this book fucked up. Like just weird and like uncomfortable. I was uncomfortable reading this entire book, and not in a good way. Not in a way where the author is trying to like warp my view, or not warp my view, but like trying to challenge me. It's just the author was writing. I can't even talk about it. Now, the thing that will make me rant for the longest time that I'm about to get into, that I've been holding off because this is the thing that fucking pissed me off the most in the entire goddamn book, is women. Is the way the author wrote women and how much sexual assault was in this book. Women and children, I guess I should say. What the fuck is wrong with this author? What the absolute fuck is wrong with this author? Because I, at the beginning of the book, second chapter is when we get introduced to Allie, and I hate her. You guys can look at when I first reviewed this thing at my notes. I hated her. I thought she was the most vain, like just weirdly like selfish character. I thought she was so like flighty. I hated her. I hated her self-importance. Every time I saw her, I just was getting like, ugh. I was like, oh my God, this character sucks. I hate her. And then we get in the second part, we see Allie more, and she becomes kind of the main character. We're seeing her viewpoint in that whole second part where during the exploration, it's all from her viewpoint, except for like very brief moments. But, so we're following her viewpoint, and you grow with her as a character a little bit. You're like, okay, okay, she's not as bad. Now we're in her viewpoint. And I was like, okay, so I'm just learning the character. So I'm growing, I'm starting to like the character more. But then every single time, except for like a few female characters who aren't really talked about very much, every character, female character, is so fucked up. Like, Allie is the self-absorbed, and even throughout part two, she's still a little self-absorbed. Allie is the self-absorbed, gorgeous, can only talk about how gorgeous she is. Everyone talks about how gorgeous she is. Everyone talks about how, you know, they want to fuck her, all this stuff. And she's getting the guy. Her and Ike get together. Ike is talking about how much he wants to fuck her. You know, Ike is, she's this Vestal virgin, basically. She's a nun. And so she's a virgin. And then she gets these feelings for Ike. And she, you know, she sleeps with him. And, like, she likes seeing him flirt with her and stuff like that. And it's, like, so he paints her in this, like, weird way of, like, part, like, Vestal Virgin, you know, part, like, Holy Virgin, not, like, Mary. But, like, then part, like, this. And then every other female character is, like, either a slut. There's a part where fucking one of the girls in the group, we do not get introduced to her hardly at all before this happens, because the only use of her is to get fucked and die. And this girl, they're like exploring, and a man calls out to her in the dark, and she thinks it's one of the soldiers of the group, and he's telling her like, oh, I like watching you. She's bathing naked, right? Like when he calls out to her, and he's like, I like watching you. Like, and she's like, what do you want? And he's like, you. And so she lets him, she tells Allie later when she's dying, she's like, oh yeah, well, I didn't know who he was, but I felt sorry for him, so I let him fuck me, and I like enjoyed it. And then like we carried this on for like a month, and he fucked me hard and, you know, hard and fast. And he wasn't like making love, it was he fucked me hard and fast. Which I was like, okay, Christian Grey, like, cool for you. But then she's like, yeah. And then I realized, like, she's like, I never knew who he was, but I knew who I hoped he was. And like, you know, and then I realized one day I shone a light on him when we were fucking. Oh, and it was a hadal. It was a hadal. He tricked me. But by that point, I already loved him. And then Allie's like, I can't believe he did this to you. And she's like, Allie, you don't understand. I love him. And she dies. And it's like, He literally fucking the hadal caused her to die because he like infected her or like whatever. I they don't make it really clear what happened exactly, but like she started getting all these like lesions and stuff and she dies and it was just like whatever. So he like infected her and killed her, and the whole time she's like, oh, but I was a slut for, you know, like, she didn't say this, but she's like, so she, her role in this story was to be this woman who was a slut, who like let whoever fuck her when she didn't even know who, but she let him use her body, and then she dies because of it. So she's like painted as this like, oh, dumb slut dies, but then also she's like, oh, but I loved him. The fuck? The fuck? And then every fucking character gets raped. Every fucking female character talks about getting raped. Allie doesn't get raped. Of course not, because Allie's the fucking Vestal virgin. Allie doesn't get fucking raped. But you know who does? The 13-year-old Hadal girl. We get to talk about her getting raped. Oh, we get to talk about that a lot. You know who else gets raped? Oh, another like 11-year-old Hadal girl. Yeah, we get to talk about that one a lot. That 11-year-old Hadal girl, she tries to fuck her dad. Yeah, because we find out it's her dad. She doesn't know it. Don't worry, though. She tries to fuck her dad to get her to release her, because all she's used to is her body. Like, she's used to just being this slut. She's always naked. She's proud of being naked. And, like, you know, so she's just used to that. So she tries to fuck her dad. She doesn't know he's her dad. But she tries to do that. He doesn't know she's his daughter at that time either, but he almost thinks about fucking her, so that's nice, you know, that's cool at the time, because, you know, she was grinding on him, so he's like, oh, maybe, but he doesn't. And then, you know she, but then she's captured again, and she's fucked by all the soldiers every night, all the human soldiers. Yeah, they keep fucking her all the time, and they just have to let it happen, you know. Oh, of course they just have to let it happen, because, you know, it just has to. Oh my god. Oh my god. There was no point to all of the rape. There's no point. I'm not saying a book cannot have sexual assault and have it be valid. There was no point. Every fucking female character in this book almost got raped. Like, every character we spent time with got raped or murdered if they were female. Every character. Allie doesn't get raped, but she gets fucking looked at all the time, and she has sex with you know, she breaks her vows with Ike. Fucking Molly, the one girl of the excursion that we get to fucking talk about. Oh nope, she you know, gets raped by omission. Oh, but also she's a slut because she let it, you know, happen. So she, and then she dies, you know, because of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then there's, you know, I almost forgot. There's another like 13-year-old girl who got raped and got pregnant at the very beginning of the story. Oh, and Allie thinks she's, you know, a demon after. Oh my fucking God. All we talk about in this goddamn book is rape. There's so much rape. I don't know if I've ever read a book with this much rape in it. And I haven't even gotten to the 11-year-old boy who they took a vignette of this. One thing this author did, and he's kept at the end of chapters, he would do a little vignette of something that was happening somewhere else in the world that was bad. So there would be a vignette of a couple going to China to adopt a little girl. And they keep going to all these adoption places and everywhere there's no children to adopt, and they're like, what the fuck? So they surprise an adoption agency. They go there without telling them they're coming, and there's blood everywhere and there's feces everywhere and it's all dark and something's happened, but the woman finds a baby on the ground, so she's carrying it around. And then there's a bunch of soldiers and stuff, and the soldier's like, give me the fucking baby, and she's like, no, it's mine. So she gets shot, goes, oh, dumb woman. She gets shot, and as she's laying there bleeding, she's like, oh, I want to look at my child, like I want to look at this child. And so she pulls the blanket away because she hasn't seen the child at all. No, it's like a demon baby, we don't get to find out what it is because it's just like, she kicks it away from her as she's dying, and they shoot it full of lead. And so, like, that's the kind of vignettes we get. Like, they don't serve any purpose. It doesn't, like, nothing is, like, we're just finding out that things are happening, right? We're just finding out the weird shit's happening. So one of the vignettes that he decides is pertinent and that we need to see is that we are in the perspective of an 11-year-old boy being gang raped by Hadal women. But it's comforting because they're petting his head and he's just, oh fucking hell, I was so angry. We have to go through this little boy's head while he's not sure what's going on. We have to hear him talk about, like, it's vividly detailed in this very uncomfortable way where it's an 11-year-old boy speaking. Does anything that gets touched on in that vignette come up again? No. Do you know what we learn? Do you know the only thing that we learn? The only thing that we learn from that vignette, we learn that Hadal women, because what the author is trying to show there is that Hadal women, the Hadals are losing their population. They are, which is something they touch on in the entire book, is that the Hadals are shrinking. They're a dying species. And so what we are supposed to glean from that is that the women, the Hadal women, are coming up to the surface so that they can use humans to get pregnant so that they can continue the Hadal line, right? Race can continue. That is what we were supposed to glean from an 11-year-old boy getting raped, gang raped, in his brain. Like, we are in. It was the most unnecessary shock value. I hate this book. I hate this book. And I want to say I'm sorry to anyone who read it, if you were affected like I was, because I cannot express to you how angry this book made me. And I was so mad that something that had a good description, in that had such an amazing first chapter, was such shit and was so problematic. So there you go. That's how I feel about that book. Do I recommend reading it? No. Yeah. But if you know a book that is like that first chapter where Ike is leading a bunch of the expedition, they're not a different expedition. That makes it confusing where there's an expedition in the book. But he's a mountain climber, and he's leading a group of people, a group of tourists, through a storm, and they hide out in a cave, and then they find this dead body, and then weird shit starts happening, and then the rest of the people get lost in this underground catacomb kind of thing. And then the chapter ends with that dead body that they found walking around, coming back to life, and he's who's killed everyone. And Ike is hiding under a pile of bodies trying to not be discovered. Yeah, if you know a book that has that kind of tension and terror and, like, what the fuck is going on? What is this creature? How is it coming back to life? If that kind of stuff, let me know. I do want to do more book readings. I don't want them to be like this. So if you have a recommendation for the next book we should do, please let me know. I'm going to post this. Yeah. And I'm never going to think about this book again. I'm debating burning my book. I'm debating burning my copy of the book to make me feel better. Should I do it? Yes, no. Should I murder the book? Yes, no. All right. Have a wonderful day, guys. Let's think of a better book to read, please. Bye.